Again, thank God for every one of you that's on the line tonight. We are going to be talking tonight. The topic is, in times like these, in times in which we are living right now, praise God, we can clearly see that we are living in serious and devastating times. I mean, just listen to the news and one thing after the other. We don't get out of one thing until it's something else is coming. And you know, with the things people are fighting and sending missiles and you know, and floods and the road is gone. You can't hardly even get to them. My God, it's so much, even in the political arena. It's just so much. People don't mind telling lies and things, but my God, in times like these, listen, you don't have to be a Bible scholar just to ask yourself this question or these questions. What in the world is going on? What is going on? I mean, ask yourself, are these truly the last days? Could it be that we are seeing the judgment of God upon the earth? Is the return of Jesus to the earth imminent? And let these questions just linger in your mind. Well, Paul says it like this. He wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse. This is what he said. He said, in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We see that today. We see people are just do whatever they want to do, and they're proud of it. And unthankful, my God, unholy, without natural affection. We talk about proud. We know that folks call themselves the Proud Boys. Help us, Jesus. He said, without natural affection. People are fighting right now in the gay communities and so forth. You know, that's the word. This is what the word that has been written 1,000 years ago, that's what it's saying. Not only that, he said, truce breakers, false accusers. We see that every day. People don't mind telling lies. They don't mind it. And the sad part about people believe it, and they know it's not true, but yet they keep on going. We got to keep our minds on God. Then he says, they're heady. You can't tell them nothing. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And then they're having a form of godliness. They appear to be holy. They appear to be truthful. But the scripture says, denying the power thereof. And he says, from such turned away, denying the powers thereof. People don't mind telling big lies. People believe it, and they not only believe it, they will follow them. They will fight for them. They will defend them. See, the enemy, you know, the downward road is crowded, and the enemy will stick together. But let me tell you, Jesus has said, he said this to us, to the body of Christ in John 8:31. He says, if there's that little word again, it's contingent, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And the word says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is what we know. This is what we stand on, is the truth. What is truth? Truth is God's word and is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. I'm going to say that again. Truth is God's word and is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. Truth is based on feelings, experiences, or desires, or it's not based on feelings, experiences, or desires. I'm going to pause right there. I thought I had pretty much muted these lines, but I'm going to ask you to pay attention to your phone. Make sure your phone is muted because this word is so important. I don't want any distractions. Amen. Thank you very much. So, truth is God's word. It's the absolute standard by which reality is measured. Truth is not based on our feelings. It's not based on our experiences or desires. Because Jesus said, here's truth. He says, I am the way. He said, I'm the truth and I'm the life. And no man can come to the Father but by me. That's the word tonight. In times like these. We haven't seen it, and we didn't think we would see that even in our lifetime. We haven't seen times like these. But, you know, thank God that Jesus is with us always. That's why it's so important. He has given us his word. It is the truth. No matter what people come up with, no matter how they stand on false doctrines or whatever, the truth will always stand. Amen. The truth will stand throughout all ages to come. In fact, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, my truth, shall never pass away. Who is truth? Jesus himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father, he said, except he come by me. I want to give you a little bit of encouragement tonight. You know, yes, all these things are going on. Every one of us, we all go through adversities. We all experience some type of hardship, disappointments, and various types of tests. I said to you all a few weeks ago as I was ministering, this is a faith walk, and it's not a cake walk. A faith walk. That means we have the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Faith. And we know what the word is saying. We know he's saying these things must come to pass as he was teaching his disciples in order for the scriptures to be fulfilled. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. But we can't give up hope. We got to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. Our hope, our peace, our well-being, everything is built on the word of God through the shed blood of Jesus. He made it possible that we are now in the family of God, that we also, we have as such an inheritance. Bible says, you know, even within these earthen vessels, within the vessels in the body in which we live, we got hope. We have an inheritance. Praise God. We have the promises of God, and it behooves us to learn that word and just hide the word of God in our heart. We can't emphasize it enough how important the word is, because if everything else is going to pass away, if nothing else is a sure foundation, what in the world will we stand on? Hallelujah. My God. All other grounds is nothing but sinking sand, but we stand on the promises. We build ourselves up on the word of God. Amen. So yeah, we go through adversities. We go through hardships, disappointments, and all kinds of tests. But the important thing to remember is that you're not going through difficult times by yourself. Yes, in times like these, there's problems on every hand. But it is Christ Jesus who gives us the strength to endure hardship, the scripture says, as a good soldier, as one who is standing, the one who has done all they can do to stand, but yet they're still standing on the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, when I am weak, then am I strong. And then it further says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So in the times when you find that yourself, Lord, you might have said, God, I can't take it anymore. I can't go any further. Let me tell you, let me encourage you tonight to stand firm on the word of God, because the promises of God are sure. The God, his promises, you know, he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. The Bible says God watches over his own word to perform it. Hallelujah. So we know that we are trusting in a sure foundation, that solid rock, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Say amen to that. Glory to God. So, yeah, the scripture says in Psalms 37, 1 to 3, it says, listen, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Then it says, don't even be thou envious not against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. He tells, don't worry about this. Don't even get yourself frustrated. Sometimes I find myself getting frustrated when I turn on the news and look at these people, and they stand like they own the whole world, and they can say anything and do anything, and they're still on top. No, he says, don't even worry. Don't even fret yourself because of that. You know, don't even worry about that. So, you know what? He told us, they'll soon be cut down and wither as the green herb. That's God's word. But then further, he doesn't leave us without hope. He says, look, trust in the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. And then do good. Keep on doing good. Whether God has given you your purpose, your calling, whatever the assignment God has given you to do in this world, need to do it with all your might, all your strength, and do it to his glory, that he receives the glory, that he receives the honor, and he receives the praise. So trust in the Lord. I'm encouraging us tonight. And do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You know, God, we don't have to worry. The Bible says, David said, look, I was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Hallelujah. We may not be on this earth to see certain things come to pass, but the Bible says our seed will be blessed. And if we do the right thing, our children will be blessed. And they will be fed. Whatever the need is, whatever the provision needed, God is a provider. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. The Lord God, our provider. Say amen to that. Somebody ought to be getting excited about this. Somebody ought to be getting happy about this word. We're ministering tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we're kingdom men, kingdom women. We don't just sit around and talk about the difficult times in times like this. Hallelujah. But we begin to build ourselves up in Christ so that we will be able to stand strong against evil forces. And you say, Lady B, how do you do that? You encourage yourself by putting on the whole armor of God, the entire armor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only that, encourage and build yourself up, but we need to build others up, each other up. So we be during these times, in times like these, we've got to be firmly rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord. I say that again. You have to be firmly rooted. That means steadfast. You can't be steadfast if you're on shallow ground. You can't be steadfast if you're sometimes up and sometimes down, and sometimes you don't know what's going on. You don't know what end is up. But we need to be firmly rooted and grounded in the word of God. That is power there. There's strength there in the promises of God, and thereby willing to obey his word. When we're rooted and grounded and stand on his word, then we do our part as kingdom people, as kingdom-minded folks, that we are willing to obey his word. Another thing to encourage yourself, it is time, it's high time to be diligent in prayer. It is time to pray. And you're building yourselves up, the scripture says, on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Right now is the time to build your faith, right now, in times like these, in these perilous times, in these uncertain times. You can't look to the world for help. We can't look to the world for promises. I mean, they'll make promises. Oh, yeah, we're going to cut this, cut that, and you'll be able to have this, and you'll be able to have that. Yeah, that's fine, and thank God. Hope it comes to pass. For these resources, we still are living in the natural. We still need certain items. We need certain things for survival, but all of our trust and hope is in the source, and that source, our source, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. He is a God of promise. He's a God of victory. That's why that we can be courageous. That's why he even told them to be, Joshua told, be courageous. Then another part, he says, be very courageous. He said, just like I was with Moses, so I'm going to be with you. Hallelujah. And just like God has always been with the people of God, the different ones in the Bible, they might have gone through some things, and yes, they did. They endured hardships, but they did it as a good soldier. He was with them, and certainly the Lord will be with us. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never, ever forsake you. So it's so now's the time to build your faith and to store up the strength through his word. It's time to store it up. It's time to be prayed up and stay prayed up. It's time, you know, in times like these, we've got to pray as never before. When the listen, here's an example. We just recently heard the forecast. When the forecast warns that hurricane winds will get up to 100 miles per hour and damaging hailstorms are expected with golf ball size hail. My God, what you do? You begin boarding up the buildings, storing up extra food and water. Hallelujah. Listen, and then if you need to, if it's necessary, you might have to get out of there. But it would be very difficult to build a house in a fierce hurricane or in a fierce windstorm. It's impossible to start boarding up stuff and buildings when a tsunami is pursuing. So you get the picture. You get the idea. In times like these, you can see it's perilous times. The fierce storms of life are hailing. It's at hand. Hallelujah. We want to be proactive in prayer as opposed to reactive. Yeah, we hear things, we still constantly have to pray, but have the prayer stored up. Have it already in. Have it in your account, in your heavenly account. You have got your prayer count and your prayer build up, praying one for the other, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourselves up that you'll have strength to stand, building yourself by putting up on the whole armor of God, not part of it, the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, likewise, we as kingdom men and women, we start storing up the word of God in our hearts and strength even before the real difficult times have come. These, yes, perilous times, but the Bible says the end is not yet. So therefore, we have to store it up. So when difficult times arise, you've built up your faith in the Holy Spirit, and their prayers are already stored up. I want to read something to you from 1 Timothy. No, not 1 Timothy. 1 Thessalonians, praise God, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. And it reads like this. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. That's Paul talking to them. He says, for yourselves you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. He's telling them, you know that. He says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and there shall not escape. And that's the truth. He says, but ye brethren, we're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, unaware, we know what the times are. Verse 5, he says, you are all the children of light. That's what we are. As born-again believers in Christ, we are light. The Bible said we are light of the world, salt of the earth. We are the children of light and the children of the day, not darkness, day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. That's what he's saying to them. That's what he's saying to the church at Thessalonica. He is saying that we are light. We are children of the light. If we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with the other. Verse 6 says, therefore, since you understand that we're not of the darkness of the world, we are the light. He says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Don't be slothful. We can't be lazy. We got to be diligent. Verse 7 says, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunk in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. That's that armor. That's part of that armor. And he says, and for an helmet, don't leave the head uncovered. He said, need to protect that, which is the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is awesome. Oh, my God. This is awesome. He's telling, he's given us, he's given them instructions what to do. Since you know who you are, of Christ. We don't walk as the world walks. We are the children of light. People ought to see us, the light of Christ shining through us. Sometimes you don't have to open up your mouth. Just your mannerism. Just how you carry yourself. With just your appearance. And if you're prayed up and walking through, people notice there's something different. They can see the light of the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so furthermore, he says to them, I'm going to skip down to the 16th verse. He says, This is what I want you to do. This is what we need to do. Rejoice evermore. In another part of Scripture, he tells them, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. He says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. In everything. Not necessarily for everything, but in everything. He said, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not what the Holy Spirit is speaking. When you're in the service and you hear that word of God, even right now, the Holy Spirit is riding upon this word that I'm ministering, that this word is not going to go out and return to the Lord void, but it will accomplish all that God purposed and sent it out to do. Amen, somebody. He says, so don't quench the Spirit. Obey. We have to learn to listen, have and tune our ears to the Holy Spirit and be obedient in our heart. Make up in our heart that, yes, Holy Spirit, I'm going to be obedient to you. I hear you speaking. I hear you speaking through your word. Hallelujah, through the word of God. He says, quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. There are people who are still prophets. And, oh, they are real people. But then the next verse says, here it is. He says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. In other words, you want to know if someone's saying something. If that is of God, you ought to be able to back it up in the word of God. And anybody who says they are a prophet, that you ought to be able to see it, it should come to pass. Amen, somebody. He says, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. He says, and the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly, wholly. That means everything, your whole thing. And it goes on to say, and I pray, God, your whole spirit, and your soul, and your body be preserved. This is what Paul said. I'm praying that be preserved and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then the last verse, the last one I'm going to read here says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. If he said it, he's going to do it. He'll bring it to pass. So we've had an opportunity to hear this word tonight. In times like these, yeah, we know what it is, but it's not enough to talk about, oh, this is happening, that's happening, but we know how to prepare ourselves. We know how to equip ourselves. And I like to say, when you put on the whole armor of God, we become battle ready. Battle ready. We need to stay battle ready at all times. Because, see, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, he said, I come that you might have life, and we can have life more abundantly. He said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who loved us. Hallelujah. And he's still making intercession for you and I. And Isaiah 26:3 says, look, thou will he keep. He'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in thee. God will, if we just keep our mind stayed on him. And then Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. That's the word for tonight. Hallelujah. In times like these, Hallelujah. But we have the Savior. His name is Jesus. We have hope. His name is Jesus. We have peace. He says, I'm going to give you my peace. Not like the world gives. He said, but that kind of peace, my peace, that surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. Okay, my time is really gone, but I really want to pray, and I just praise God for every one of you. I praise God that this word has found its way in your heart, and you know, that word, when you hide it in your heart, like David says, so that I may not sin against you. Continue to think like this. Lord, make my heart your home. Come and live with me, and live it within me. Live this life through me. We can't do it ourselves, so it takes Christ. It takes him and his shed blood that he shed all thousands of years ago, but yet to be able to stand. And after we've done all the stand, we're going to keep standing. Amen. Praise God. So let's pray. Our Father, we praise you. We glorify you. And yes, and we magnify your name. Oh, my God. We thank you right now. In times like these, we thank you that we are yet alive, that we yet have hope. We thank you, God, because you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever that believe in him, we don't have to perish, but we have everlasting life. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for life everlasting. We thank you for eternal promises. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we praise you that each and every day you keep us. You keep us in the center of your love. We are kept in store by your word, even as the elements and the world and the moon and the stars are kept in store by your word. And Father, so God, you that have started a good work in us and all of those even on this line and their families and their acquaintances, God, you're able to perform it. You're able to keep us against that day until Jesus comes. Father, we commit to serving you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, our strength, everything, our whole body, our whole being, our whole soul. We yield to you. Hallelujah. We yield right to your word. We yield ourselves to the point that, God, we want to make you proud of us. We want to be obedient. With God, we declare we will walk in obedience. We shall obey your word. We will walk in the light as you're in the light, that we will have fellowship one with the other, that we'll be able to comprehend with all the saints, that we'll be encouragement one to another. You said encourage each other with these words, that we'll be able to be a light and pray one for the other, that we'll be strength for each other. Father God, that we will cease not to pray, that we will cease not from praying, God, that we will always pray, and we will keep our minds stayed on you. So we thank you, Lord. So we thank you right now. We claim the victory in you, God. We claim our peace. We claim all that you have promised us in the word. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for a sure foundation, that we trust in you. We believe in your word. We're standing in agreement tonight. God, we put our faith together tonight, and we agree, God, we touch and agree that we are children of the light. We are children of the day, and we thank you for you have allowed that to be so. Through your shed blood, Jesus, we are the redeemer. We are the redeemer of the Lord, and let the redeemer of the Lord say so. We bless you at all times, and we will give your name the praise, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, Lord. God, there are people on this line that have special needs. Hallelujah. God, you know their name. You know all about them. You know, God, with each circumstance. You know just where we are. You said you know the way that we take. You know the path. So, Father God, for those that need healing, God, we speak your word. Send your word and heal. Send your word and deliverance. Send your word and encourage someone, God. Those that live at home by themselves, that find their widows, widowers and widows, God. Oh, God, I ask that you strengthen them, God. They're not forgotten. You encourage their heart. Let them, God, look to you. You're the author. You're the finisher of their faith. Encourage them, oh, God. Put a smile on their face. Put clapping in their hands. Put dancing in their feet. Oh, God, we know the joy of the Lord is their strength. So we pray for the widows, the widowers, God. We pray, God, even for the homeless people, God, that go out on the streets that don't have hope tonight. Oh, God, you are a God of all of us, God. God, we pray, God, that you will make a way. You will open the doors, God. Hallelujah. You make a way out of no way. God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Because you are faithful. Oh, God, we can depend on you, Lord. We thank you for the food that we have to eat. We thank you for the clothes that we have. We thank you for shelter. We thank you, Lord, even for the cars that we drive, the foundations that you have given us, that we can get up and we can walk out, God, that the roads are still there. My God, there are times when we take things for granted, but God, there's somebody else that don't have it even as well as we do, and we pray for them. We pray for the people in North Carolina. We pray for the ones in Georgia. We pray the ones in Tennessee and Kentucky, all over, God, that are suffering from this devastation, God, from this hurricane, God. Please, God, we pray and we join our faith together tonight. Make a way for them. Oh, God, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that you love them. Oh, God, send resources. Send things their way. Meet the needs, God. Provide, God. You are God of restoration. Restore their homes, God. Help them, Lord, those that don't even have insurance. My God, and many did say that the insurance don't even cover. God, we need you to show up. Show up and show out in this situation, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cause us to be a blessing, to help others, to be there for other people, and to show love. Help us, God. Forgive us. God, if we pay so much attention about me, myself, and I, but God, we pray on behalf of the other people and the saints and our brothers and our sisters. Help us, Lord, to love one another as you have loved us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, encourage someone tonight. Bless them. Bless their household. Bless all that are connected with this call. Bless them tonight as never before. Cause them to have a powerful testimony. God, that they will come and say, "Good, that I was here, but look what God has delivered, how God has brought me out." Father, I thank you. And so I decree, I declare that there will be testimonies, that people will talk about the goodness of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for being kind to us. We thank you for being long-suffering. We thank you, Lord, for favor. Oh, God, I ask favor. We ask favor among all those that are on this line and their families, their loved ones, oh, God. Favor. God, we need your favor, and we are blessing you tonight for that. And we honor you. We thank you for our church family. We thank you, Lord, that we have a sanctuary, a place of worship. We thank you, Lord, we can come together and mingle our voices together to uplift you, to give you the glory. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise, it belongs to you. Bless our pastor. Strengthen him, God, that he may ever minister your word, minister the truth in its entirety, to the point that, God, that he doesn't shed anything false on the word of God, that he will stand and preach the unadulterated word of God, that he will not just preach anything but sound doctrine, sound word. Hallelujah. God, I pray not only for him, for the pastors, other pastors, that they will wake up and see that we have to be sober, that we are children of the day, children of the light, that is ever a time that we need to preach the word and preach it as never before. It's right now, Father, that we may have understanding in the times in which we live. Bless the pastors and bless bless the ministers, all our ministers, God, that understand that this is serious work, that we may work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Father, we praise you for our children. We praise you, God, even for our youth church, our youth pastors. We praise you, God, for the work that you are doing, that you have raised up these young people, for they are the next church, that you will instill that word in dwell them with your power, with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. They're not too young to know right from wrong. Cover them, even on the school buses, in their schoolhouses. Oh, my God, keep your blood. Let the blood of Jesus cover them, that they go back and forth safely, even in our universities, in our colleges. Oh, my God, we pray the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God, even we pray the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, even over this election. We bind the forces of darkness. We bind the enemy tonight, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, your word means what it says. And praise God, that God, we thank you. Lord, send revival. We need revival like never before. Send revival. We need a worldwide revival. God, everywhere, God, we pray, God, and we send forth these prayers in Jesus' name. And for his glory and honor, and we say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God. We thank God for his goodness. I pray that you've been blessed tonight. I know I have. I have. I've been blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Knowing that all our help, it comes from the Lord. So keep looking to the hills, because that's where our help comes from. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Pray that God will just use us, that he will get the glory, he will get the honor and praise. So I love you. May you continue to be blessed. May your sleep be sweet. May the power of God just indwell as the angels encamp around about you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. With that, I say good night.